You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
There are so many different things happening on the landscape of business and leadership today, and that we have to be able to master certain skills in this new environment to be able to succeed. Today we're going to talk specifically about some very key skills that's going to really empower you, give you some great wisdom, and help you succeed. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Hello. Paul Ramos.
Hello.
These are powerful skills,
Yeah,
man.
They are. Necessary skills.
Very, very powerful.
If you want to be successful, yeah. If you want to achieve, right?
Right, exactly. You need to participate in life. And that there's so many things happening today that says they want their success, and they're going to tell you how to do things, and they're going to modify your behavior by social media and by this technology.
You mean it just doesn't happen? You have to actually learn something and
yes, if you're going with the current, it's actually whoever the river owns the river.
That's right.
Their success.
That's right.
So the number one particular
skill.
The first one. Oh, yeah. The first one, not the number one the very first skill strategies. What is it?
It's technology.
Yes.
So you can't be afraid of technology. Today, technology, we're in a massive explosion, if you will, of technology. Things are learning. They're advancing. You have all this automation. But a lot of people, once they get into a business, and you may not be familiar with technology or that adept, sometimes people, they defend what they know instead of wanting to grow. So they refuse
to... Well, say that again. That was good.
Yeah, they defend what they know instead of wanting to grow.
We get comfortable in what we know.
Get comfortable.
But the market's
still moving.
Even though it's outdated.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You can't use a ledger anymore. You got to use QuickBooks or something. You got to adapt.
Your accountant should not use a pencil.
That's right. Your accountant should not use a pencil. Or an eraser.
Right. Right.
So technology is not your enemy. Actually, it's your friend.
Right.
And so we talk about a few areas, phone technology, technology hacks and automation. But I think about the simple iPhone, the simple phones that people have today. Some people use these phones as toys and games and recreation, but your cell phone, if you really want to maximize it, has the huge potential to really be a virtual assistant and so much more for your business. Be willing to embrace this technology and be a learner of the technology.
And of course, the new technologies, it depends on who you are in our audience, but we get comfortable with certain levels of knowledge. But the thing about where we are to technology today is the platform is developed, and then they bring in new applications into that platform, and you can have the same platform but not realize that all the technology's changed even though you have the same iPhone.
Yeah.
So you have to find out the latest app. Maybe it's 365, where one day people were buying programs. Today, you actually have a platform with the programs, and you're actually renting space basically on
Absolutely.
This whole platform out there. But then you bring in apps in. The big in demand is like Shift for 365, OneNote for 365, how to be able to do documents and spreadsheets and all the different stuff. But I think also about
task managers, all different things like with notifications
Splash
that
top.
Let you know. Absolutely, that remind you of the things that you need to do. And so instead of having this phone that just plays games and stuff, you could actually have this phone push you throughout the entire day.
The joke says, the officer pulls you over for texting. He said, "Officer, I wasn't texting. I was balancing my checkbook." I mean, you can do so many things on this simple little small device, called a mobile phone, which means you can do business anywhere.
Yeah.
But actually learn how to do it.
So don't
wisely.
Be afraid of technology.
No.
That's the big thing I think we're trying to show is don't be afraid of it. Live on the learning curve to just sharpen your skills and say, "I'm going to learn at least one new thing."
Yeah.
You'll be amazed.
There's so many hacks out there. There's so many. Can't wait to tell. We're
going
to share a lot of those in our community.
We're going to be sharing a lot of them.
Okay,
right?
Good.
We
good,
have
very
a
good.
Bunch of them.
Very good. What's the next
two.
One?
Number two, originality. Today business owners have to have a secret sauce. You got to know what's in the formula. What separates you from every single person out there?
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken had 13 spices, was it?
I don't know how many spices they had, but think
11
about
spices.
Yeah.
I understand. 11 spices.
Think about it. If you're going to get tires, a B.F. Goodrich is a B.F. Goodrich here, there, or anywhere else you go. Same with maybe eyewear, different things of that nature. What separates your business from everyone else that's offering the same product? Because after a certain while, there's only so much margin, so much discount you can give that prospective customer. What's the wow factor that separates you from the competition?
And it makes me think about Bed Bath & Beyond. Here they were the number one retailer in their particular realm of what they're doing, but they did not connect to the technology, and they just kind of just went on their original concept, which was great in the beginning, But now they're losing $100 million, I think, last year in their bottom line, is the fact they just didn't change their model. They didn't adapt and realize we got to provide a better product faster. They're competing with Amazon. They never thought about moving online. They didn't think about the quality of their website when you're competing against Amazon.com and your website. You got to go through three or four pages, they said, to make one transaction. And they could have done it. They were making just almost $1 billion a year.
And the two companies stick out right now is Kmart. Mm-hmm. Kmart never, ever adapted. Yeah. Walmart came and just took over, and they tried all these different things. The big K, they merged with Sears. Sears is no longer anymore. And you don't even hear Kmart. The other thing was Toys R Us. Toys R Us was huge for years. I mean, they had a place in Times Square. It was massive. In fact, they didn't live too far away from their headquarters. But they refused to do an online way that they can do business. They stayed stuck in traditional brick and mortar to sell the toys. And guess what? People weren't shopping brick and mortar. They were shopping online.
So you think about quality, and you think about if you provide a product online, how could you do it? Well, one thing, use Amazon, for example. When they first started providing products, which was books was their first product, they realized we have to set ourselves apart from that. The first thing they started to do was like, we want to make money quickly, and we want to make money for the long run. They were willing to lower down their margins to invest in their particular products. But in the context that they realized, like, if we're going to compete with bricks and mortar, we got to get that product to them fast. You know, they developed a thing called Prime, Amazon Prime, that says, you know, if you pay this amount of money per year, we'll get the product to you within 48 hours, we'll get a product to you. Now they're actually working on getting the product to you the same day within 24 hours.
With a drone.
With a drone. But they're realizing that as fast as they came on the market, somebody else can follow them.
Yeah.
Well, you with your own business, you got to think about, well, how am I delivering product online? How am I delivering as a service online? What are ways I can deliver it better? Who am I actually competing with? And if you're in market, you're competing with people like Amazon.
No doubt.
And let me tell you something. There's the one quality thing that you can offer is good customer service. Care about your customers.
That's what we call the wow factor in our coaching. Yeah. You know, what is your wow factor? What's your customer experience? From the minute that customer drives onto your parking lot, from the time they leave with your service or your product, what did that customer go through? Was it just regular, or did they go, man, I just felt amazing. I love giving you my money.
Are they a number, or are they a person? Are they a view, or are they a viewer? Yeah. You know, are they a like, or are they a person that liked you?
That's
a big
good
difference, because they start, you know, kind of like categorizing people as like mass cattle or something. But if you care about your customer and realize that a person watched your program or saw your product because an individual took their time to sit there and watch it, and that's why we appreciate our audience, to know that you are a viewer. You're part of our family, part of our audience, and we spend almost every waking moment thinking about how we can bless you and connect with you, the VFNKB community, you know, all the different ways of coaching. And that's what we sincerely know. And we're not necessarily doing it for that reason. We just realize that you deserve that.
Yeah.
And the benefit of that, now we have an international television program, you know, going all around the world. And we just love hearing from you. But that's just, you know, focusing on who you're providing it to, quality, right?
This is stuff that's on my heart for somebody who's watching. Let me tell you something. You got to remember the day when you first started. Remember how every customer was so important and you were the first one to greet the customer and you were letting them know everything of why you went into business? I've seen this so many times where businesses start doing well. They're exploding. They're advancing. They're making all this money, and they forgot what got them there.
Right.
And it's all about the customer's not important anymore. The business owner sees a crowded bunch of folks, and instead of walking through the middle of the store, they're coming in through the back of the store. You got to get out there and shake these people's hands and let them know how much you appreciate them when you're booming and when times are slow.
And they'll choose to do business with you. And we're going to go to a break. John, you can tell us what's coming up next.
Yeah.
But listen, in my book, I want to give you a free book. It's called I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. But I talk about your why. You need to know and remember your why. That's what John's talking about. And you can provide quality service, quality product when you remember why you're creating the product, why you're doing the service. But if you forget your why, everything just gets just discombobulated. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to you anymore. You resent your own success. And you got to be able to find your why. Go to iwillfightbook.com or vfnkb.com, you know, and get your free copy of I Will Fight. We're talking about different skills you need to master for your success as a leader, as a business leader. John, what's number three?
Number three, it's social media. Now, this is so important because everyone's online today, right? But you need to determine whether your company actually needs to be on social media. You know, if you're a plumbing company, maybe not. You know, that's not maybe necessarily a good use of your time. But if you are a business that you think that would, you know, do well on online and on social media, people have engagement, this is something that you really want to spend some time in. Because right now, that's where a large percentage of the population is. And they're looking for reviews and they're looking for opportunities to find out more about you. Your website, they're not going to it. They don't have to think about it.
Right.
But if someone's recommending you, if someone's rating you, if someone's sharing a picture or a comment or a video about the service or the product that you provide, it's priceless because now you have engagement with your product or service.
Well, you know, McDonald's is known for doing real deep studies before they place one of their restaurants in a certain place. They find out where the traffic is, where the people are, you know, what money's being spent in that area, and people.
They're like the best.
Well, people actually take their company and wait to see where McDonald's goes, and they build around McDonald's. Well, they do that because that's where the traffic's going to be. The question is for you, where's your traffic at? When you think about it, if 2 billion people are on social media and they're spending most of the time in social media and they're sharing their personal life, and so that's more information they would ever share anywhere else. Why not put your business on the information highway? You know, get out there and get amongst them. More people are going to pass you in that social media realm. And of course, the key to it is being social. You know, when they're talking to you, you're talking back. And like John was talking about a plumbing company, like, give us a shout out if you haven't stopped your toilet. That's not going to go too good today, right? Look at a snapshot, right? But in regards to, you know, food and restaurant, people love, and the biggest, it's real weird, but if you put something about food, everybody interacts with the food. It's just amazing. People like that. But if you're a restaurant, you want people, you know, and create places in your restaurant and your business as a perfect place for somebody to do a selfie picture that talks about your stuff, and they begin to create a hashtag for your company. You know, so your hashtag for us is VFNKB, hashtag VFNKB. So if anybody takes a picture anywhere, anybody writes a post anywhere, and they put hashtag VFNKB, it comes up.
Yeah.
And so that's a way to be able to promote your business. You know, develop what you want to be known for as your business. And when you're posting in social media, somebody takes a picture of themselves in your product or service or whatever, or they give a shout out, they put the hashtag in, it just builds your business up. You know, it builds it
up. And the other thing is you need to know which social media platform you want to be on that's really close to your target audience.
Very different.
You just don't want to do all of them. You want to do the right one, and you want to do it well. Sometimes we see a lot of companies that just, they throw up a page up and they put something up, but it's not done well. You need to know your limitations. If it's something that you can't devote your time to, if it's something, a responsibility you can't give an employee, you may want to hire a company of professionals that this is what they do. Because at the end of the day, whatever's on social media is a direct representation of you and your business. And so you want to get it right.
Right. And respond to what people are saying on there. Somebody, if you have a customer under one particular, a lot of businesses, but if you see somebody gives you a bad review on social media, you can reply right back to them in front of everybody. You can say, listen, I'm sorry that that's your experience. Come in immediately and we will make that right. And everybody sees you. That's, being able to resolve that issue.
That is
out
so
there.
Strong. That's one of the things we do in coaching to help business owners out. Believe it or not, a lot of businesses live and die on the review.
Yeah.
And a lot of business owners are intimidated. First of all, they don't even know that a review has been done on their business. And then secondly, they don't have a proper way to respond to these things. Right now, we have a lot of bullies online.
Right.
There's actually people that go and find fault with every little thing so that they can critique you.
Right.
You can't be afraid of those things.
No.
You got to be honest. If it was a mistake, you need to own it. How can you fix it? But oftentimes, here's the secret. Try to contact that person
directly
in a direct message, in a messenger, get their feedback, resolve their issue, and kindly ask them to remove that post.
It'll and you can, wonders. By the way, they can remove it. They can actually delete that post and it no longer exists, except if anybody actually liked that post or you know, interacted with it, then it would stay up. But it removes that review. It's very good. Very good.
It's important. And also, too, your employees, it makes a big difference. You know, that's something that we teach and we share about. We actually do training with employees about that. Everyone today is a critic. It's just the nature of the beast. And so you're the business owner. You may be doing a fantastic job. You're running the business. But you have an employee who's not manning the ship. And they're speaking rudely, maybe, or they weren't as nice, or they were court.
And they are your reputation.
And they took your business down. Now there's a video. Now there's a picture of your business that you took 30 years to build. And an employee that's not just been a couple of months who doesn't care because they're not getting paid much, literally took the business down. This stuff matters. In fact, that course is called, you know, a customer service in the age of social media.
It's VF and KB coach, and it's so important to understand because this is where the traffic is. This is where people are. And one video, believe it or not, that somebody takes wrongly, from a wrong perspective, out of context, can shift your entire livelihood
it has. It's taking
business
down.
Most definitely. Yeah. Very good. So number four,
relationship building. We're talking about skills. Every business owner, entrepreneur, and leader needs to master, not just have. You got to master building relationships, not just with your employees because they're part of your team, right? They're carrying your vision, but also with your customers and with people in your community. You got to understand that if you're a business owner or a leader, you're the walking, you know, billboard. And so as many people that you can network with, build solid relationships with, it's going to make you and your business that much stronger. But I find sometimes that people just assume things are going to happen. Yeah. Relationships are just going to form.
Of course, I'm selling them the product.
Yeah,
they should
be
happy.
We do great stuff here.
I gave them the orange one. You know, the orange one's what they wanted.
We only have one color, but we do that one color right. You know, no, you got to build these relationships because a lot of times people don't buy product or price. They buy because they like you as the individual. And same reason why people work for you. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of competition out there. People can get jobs anywhere they want. The question is, why do they want to work for you? Why do they want to work in this business?
Or why do they want to shop with you? Why do they want to buy your products?
Do you value them?
Do you value? It's more. Somebody says, we'd rather have $1 million or 1 million friends. They said, I'd rather have 1 million friends because they're at least good for $1.
Hey, that's good.
And so if you think about building relationships like John's talking about, then, you know, if you care about them, they care about you. That's a valuable thing.
Sure.
Relationships are a very valuable thing. It's good. Very good.
Number five, hiring talent.
Are you talking specifically about skills we need to master for business leaders, business owners, and just leaders in general, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you can call this hiring and talent sourcing because no matter if you're building a business or you're building your organization, you need to find talent. You need to find the right people. And there's so much that can be said about it here. Sometimes people think that, you know, I need to find the most intelligent person in the room or the most qualified. That may not always be the case, and you may not be able to afford that person. You want to, but more than anything.
And there's different kinds of intelligence.
Yes, there is.
Emotional intelligence.
Oh,
then
my
you have
yes, intellectual intelligence.
Yes.
And emotional intelligence is very important.
You know,
we'll be talking a lot about that in the future. But also, I think one of the big qualities is to have somebody that's teachable and is willing to do the hard work to learn. Because you can help develop that person.
Yeah, teachable. Because you're always learning in business. You're always going to be training, learning new skill, a new innovative technique, or that type of situation. But teachable is important. Unteachable, no matter how smart you are, when things start shifting and switching, you know, businesses. I love this commercial years ago. They had a stockbroker company or something, and they're all sitting behind desks. But all of a sudden, the walls begin to move, and it basically turns into a basketball court. And they were saying you have to adjust when business adjusts.
Yeah.
And that's how it really, it just happens so rapidly. Companies you see today didn't even exist 10 years ago. I mean, they just didn't even exist. Yeah. The whole idea of them didn't exist. And so they're coming and going rapidly right now.
Sure.
So you really have to be able to adapt to that particular, you know, marketplace.
Listen, we want to share a couple more of these things. What we're talking about are skills and mastering these skill sets that every leader, every business owner, every entrepreneur needs. I mean, you got to master these things. And we're just talking about hiring, talent sourcing. Listen, this is so important. So many times people have come to me, I'm sure they've mentioned it to you, Greg, do you know someone to hire? Listen, you must be your chief recruiter, and you can find people to hire everywhere you are in your community. I was just in Taco Bell the other night, and I ran into this young man. He was blowing me away about all the information and the passion he had about tacos. And I'm not even a taco fan, but I was mesmerized by his energy only to find out that the young man was 17 years old. There are diamonds in the rough all over the community, but I will tell you what, that young man will probably be recruited to go somewhere else. And I tell folks who are working all the time, you're always on a job interview. So work well, work hard, because someone will recruit you right out of that place and open doors to great employment.
One good example, you know, I was at the Apple Market in down city of Pensacola, a David Apple store, and I was meeting somebody from out of town. And he looks right at me and he says, I need an attorney. I need an attorney. You know what I would turn to? I would turn to the VFNKB community. And if you're the attorney in the VFNKB community,
no doubt.
That means you're walking amongst people who actually have values and want to provide. But if you're not in the community, if you're not part of that, and one way to source and hiring is to be around like-minded people.
Yeah.
They might not be in the same trade, but here's this man. He wanted it. He's very specific. He needed a real estate attorney. And that one moment, you're looking at that would have sourced you at that one moment. We're hearing this all the time. But the reality is you can't stay isolated. You got to stay in community. And what better than to be in the VFNK community, no matter where you are in the world, because we're connected all over the world. But this, why not be you?
Yeah.
And one way to do that is go to VFNcommunity.com and join the community and let us get to know about you. It's not a place to promote your business. It's a place to be able to talk about you. So we say, well, that's an attorney that you can trust. We've been in the part of the community for quite some time.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And what happens when you build these relationships, like you're saying, in the community, you're just one recruiter. You're recruiting for yourself, right? But if you're in a community of 50, 100, 300, 1,000, 10,000,
right,
then you have 10,000 recruiters that are recommending you and your services, not just because you have a card or threw a shingle up or something, but because you took the time to get to know other people in the community, to provide a service, to even offer things for free. A lot of times,
right,
you know, just being friendly and being kind to do something,
right,
opens the door to so many other opportunities. People go, look, this guy just did something really awesome for me.
And we're going to close right now. We're going to close in prayer right now. We're going to pick this up in the next program. Make sure you catch us. Go pick up right from where you left off. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our audience. We pray for inspiration over their leadership skills, God, that they would be able to master these skills, Lord. Be wise leaders in this day, Father God. And we just ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you, get connected. Listen to our podcast, no matter where it's found, wherever you listen to podcasts at. And also join us in the VFNKB community at VFNKBcommunity.com. And don't forget, as it is, love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFNTV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.